On an autumn walk through Schooley Mill Park in Howard County, I really had to watch my step. Every few feet or so, my well-worn hiking boots endangered another tiny black and copper critter crisscrossing the trail ahead of me. Reaching a stopping point at a sunny spot, I picked up one of the 2-inch-long caterpillars before it could reach its destination. Its soft, bristled body tickled my hand as it motored across, intent on completing its journey before cold weather truly arrives. "How will our winter be, woolly bear?" I asked it. The woolly bear caterpillar, also called a woolly worm, black-ended bear, or fuzzy worm, may be a small animal, but it has a grand reputation. Regional folklore contends that the relative amounts of black and ruddy brown on the short, stiff hairs of a woolly bear caterpillar indicate the severity of the coming winter. The caterpillar has 13 distinct segments colored either rusty brown or black. The wider the band of orangey-brown sections in the caterpillar's middle, the milder winter will be. See more black? That means a more severe winter. In 1948, curator of insects at the American Museum of Natural History, Dr. C. H. Curran, sought out the truth of this long-held tale. He visited Bear Mountain State Park in New York and determined the average number of rusty segments on his collected woolly bears. Then, based on the caterpillar's coloration, he made predictions about the coming winter weather for the New York Herald Tribune. His first year, Dr. Curran predicted a very severe winter, and then New York experienced its worst snowstorm in 76 years. But for the 7 years after that, the results of his experiments were mixed. Dr. Curran didn't find any scientific evidence to support the woolly bear folklore. Other scientists posit that the age and diet determine a woolly bear's orangish bandwidth. They say that there is a relationship between the heavy winter and the size of a caterpillar's center band. But because a woolly bear goes through several molts during which the brownish-red center band grows wider, the correlation is actually with the previous winter and not the future one. But that doesn't mean that the caterpillar's carpety coat isn't special. In fact, it's how the woolly bear survives winter without a real woolly coat. The fur on the caterpillar is called setae. Though it looks warm, it isn't there to protect it from cold weather. Instead, it actually helps it freeze more controllably. Once settled into an overwintering spot, the caterpillar hibernates and creates a natural antifreeze called glycerol. It freezes bit by bit until everything but the interior of its cells are frozen. This method allows woolly bears to survive temperatures as low as minus 90 degrees Fahrenheit. This ability to adapt to cold shows up particularly in the Arctic, where woolly bears live in a strange state of slow motion. Most of these caterpillars live for just 2 to 4 weeks before becoming moths. The Arctic woollies, however, can spend 14 years in that larval process. Some have even been known to survive entire winters completely frozen in an ice cube. Once it's warm enough in the spring, the woolly bear will pupate in a cocoon made from silk and its own bristly hairs. Then it will emerge as an Isabella tiger moth, which is a beautiful yellow to orange. The young woolly bear I held in my hands, however, had a thick auburn band in the middle, and despite Dr. Curran's findings, I'm optimistically looking forward to a mild Maryland winter for all of us. I placed it on the ground and watched it head to its overwintering site inside a log, and hope this woolly weather prophet isn't trying to pull the woolly over our eyes with its prediction this time. You can learn more about our area's native animals by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.